1:45 on the countdown. Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs, he laid his hand on me. And I'd love to go back and play that one twice. But like I said, we got so much music to get in. We're going to try to get in all. Well, we're going to try to get in as much music as we possibly can prior to our final Sunday in the month of March, which is Palm Sunday, and the following Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. And so we're going to try and get as many of the top 200 in as we can before that. And if we can't get them in before that, well, right after that, we'll get right back to the countdown of the top 200 hits here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2017. It's 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. We're not on the internet today. I'm sorry about that. Technical problems that I could not resolve. And we'll let those who are in charge know. I believe it was probably, they were probably notified before I got on the air this morning. But anyway, just in case, we'll let them know. Okay, I want to remind you again, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you, or pray for you, or pray for someone else, but please, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work on your behalf. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. In position number 144 in the countdown, Latisse Crawford, You Should Know By Now.
Is he real? Does he exist? But from the look of your expression, you still question who he is. He's I am that I am, a shelter from the storm. And when you're in trouble, it's his name that you call on.
What?
Latisse Crawford here on Sounds of Praise. And you should know by now. 5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. And we're going to bring on the When You Pray segment just a little bit earlier, because we have a song that's on the countdown. And it's also one of our prayer lead-in songs. So we're going to get that on a little bit earlier than we normally should. But it's still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And this is Jonathan McReynolds teaming up with Israel Houghton and All Things Well in position number 143 here on the countdown of the top 200 hits in the gospel field on Sounds of Praise for the year 2017.
Now listen, this song goes out to everybody who's about 4 or 5 seconds from wilding. We just want to tell you to relax. God's got it.
All things are working for my good. All things are working for me. It is well. It is well with my soul.
With my soul.
Oh.
All things are working for my good. All things are working for me. It is well.
Oh, you keep me.
things are working for my good. All things are working for me. It is well. It is well with my soul. With my soul. All is well. It is well with me.
Position number 143 in the countdown. Jonathan McReynolds teaming up with Israel Houghton in All Things Well. Okay, it's 11 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. Like I said, we're going to get right into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, because after we play this intro song that we normally play for our When You Pray segment of the ministry, we're going to bring you song number 142 on the countdown. So, our intro song is by the Bishop Joseph Garlington Jr. with Pass Me Not. And that's going to be followed by the song that's number 142 on the countdown, Timony Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir from the album Pray. And that is going to be Pray. So, it's still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. Again, our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of our ministry. Bishop Joseph Garlington here on Sounds of Praise, and leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry with Pass Me Not. And this is a song that's in number 142nd place on the countdown, and it fits right in here with our When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. This is Timothy Figueroa in the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, and this is Pray.
Yeah.
It's 7:23 on This Is the When You Pray, When You Pray segment of the ministry. We just heard Timony Figueroa in the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir in position number 142 on the countdown, and that was Pray. And we are praying for Michelle of Medford. We didn't hear from her this morning, but I knew that she was facing eye surgery, and she also was suffering from pain in her back from sciatica. We're going to pray that God's going to minister in her life. Michelle of Medford, eye surgery and sciatica in her back. We're praying for TD. She's recovering from rotator cuff injury, and we're praying God's going to continue to minister on her behalf. TD, who's recovering from rotator cuff injury. And then we're praying for AW. AW is in the hospital with the flu. They thought it was pneumonia at first, but they believe that it's the flu. And we're praying God to deliver him and from this situation. And all the many others who've been affected, there are those who lost loved ones from the flu. Young children and older people and even middle-aged people who they thought once they got their flu shot, it would be okay. But some of them have passed off the scene. And there is a need for a better determination of what the flu is going to be, and maybe a one-for-all shot that would take care of all the various types of flu that's out there. So we're praying that God's going to minister in these situations as well. Oh, we are praying and praising God, I guess, with V, who has retired. And we're praying God's going to minister powerfully in her behalf while she's retired. And he's going to continue to use her for his honor, glory, and praise. V, who has retired. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning because these are desperate times. These are needy times. These are times where our own finite abilities have fallen short, and we need to look to you. We need to look to you at all times, but especially, Lord, in situations like this where we have the flu that's rampant in the country, even around the world. I heard that even in Korea, where the Olympic Games are going on, there's not only the flu, but there's the norovirus. And we pray, oh Lord, you administer powerfully in the earth this day. May people know that the healing and deliverance that they receive has come from your hand. May they recognize they can call upon you. You're still the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever. And whatever our need is, as your people, you promise to provide for our every need. So we're trusting that you're working this situation, Lord, and bring deliverance in the lives of those who have been afflicted. Bring comfort and strength in the lives of those who lost loved ones. Father, whatever the situation might be, we know that you have the answer. And we are releasing the Holy Spirit to work powerfully in the lives of these situations, Lord, and continue to bring your protection upon those who are going through, and that they might be delivered and strengthened to continue to live for you and serve you in spirit and in truth. And those who do not know you, may even through the blessing that they receive from your hand, even during this situation, may they come to know you and call you upon your name for your salvation. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, who is facing eye surgery and also suffering with sciatica in her back, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray you would touch your servant from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. May healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. By your stripes, we're claiming healing in her behalf. God, we know nothing is too hard for you. You're the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever. So minister mightily in her behalf. May she realize she's been touched by the hand of Almighty God, and everywhere she goes, may she tell everyone of the wondrous things she's received from your hand, so many might also call upon you for their salvation, for their healing, and for their every need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And for TD, who's been, suffering from a rotator cuff injury, but has been covering. Father, we pray you would touch your servant right now in the name of Jesus. Nothing is too high for you. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord, let healing virtue flow out. May she realize she's been touched by the hand of Almighty God, and others are praying for her. And may her family and friends, Lord, recognize, Lord, the great work that you've accomplished and are accomplishing in and through her life. And as she returns, Lord, even to normal or better than before, may she be strengthened and directed and encouraged and empowered by you to live a life that will point others to the reality of Jesus Christ, her Lord and her Savior. And we thank you, Lord, for all you're going to accomplish in your blessed name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. And for V, who has retired, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, because she's been able to retire from her natural secular job. But we know, Lord, she's been working for you for a long, long time. We pray you continue to encourage her, strengthen her, direct her, work powerfully in her behalf. May she recognize, oh, Lord, that she can continue to trust in you, lean upon you, look to you in every situation, minister powerfully in the life of her loved ones and her all the other plans that she has, Lord, for perhaps moving or traveling or going back to school, whatever you have for her. Lord, may she realize, oh God, that she can receive from your hand and receive directions that you alone can give, and her life be a greater example of what it is to be a person who sold out to Jesus Christ and his salvation and his plan for their lives. And may many be won into the kingdom through her life and through her testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 729 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. I guess I'm going to apologize for the last time that our internet is not connected, and so therefore you can only hear us on 91.5 FM this morning. When I get home, I'm going to contact the individuals who are in charge of these technical things, and hopefully they'll get us back up and running. Certainly, hopefully before next Sunday as well. Okay, I also want to inform you that if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on an off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And if no one answers, just leave your information, and as soon as I get it, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. And if you wish, you could write to us at our mailing address. It's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y. V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Donnelly, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians out there and are listening or they can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. 731 here on WMFO in Medford. This is part three of our ongoing series of the top hits of the year 2017 here on Sounds of Praise. And we're moving right along in position number 141, Israel Houghton, along with T-Bone and New Life. And from the album Jesus at the Center, this is Te Amo here on Sounds of Praise. With phone. In position number 141, the countdown, Israel Houghton, T-Bone, and New Life with Te Amo. 7:38 is the Sounds of Praise time. This is J.J. Hairston, along with Ty Tribbett and Youthful Praise. In position number 140 on the countdown, and Love Lifted Me.
How many know it was God's love that lifted you? Out of everything you were going through, out of everything in your past, God loved you enough to take you out of it. Anybody witnessing here? Hallelujah.
Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God. When nothing else could came and rescued me. Your love lifted me. Your love lifted me.
It's 7:47 here on Sounds of Praise. In the background, we have the Tri-State Mass Choir and Come to Jesus. And prior to that, we heard J.J. Hairston, Ty Trebet, and Youthful Praise with Love Lifted Me. Yes, God has love that will lift you from wherever you are to wherever He wants you to be. And you can be guaranteed that where He wants you to be and where He's able to lift you is far better than where you are right now. I believe there are those of you out there who need to be lifted by the love of Jesus Christ, which is the salvation gift of God. Every time you see a cross, no matter where it is, around someone's neck or hanging from a building or the top of a church or wherever, that's a testimony of the love of God to you. He wants that love, which was demonstrated on the cross of Calvary, to be that which is able to lift you from the sin that you find yourself in today. And I'd like to lead you in prayer so that you can have that assurance that the love of God has lifted you and is sending you on the direction that will bring blessing into your life and then blessings through your life into the lives of others. Why? Because Jesus paid the penalty for all your sin. And because of that, the Father was able to raise Him on the third day so that all who would believe in Him would have not only forgiveness, but His eternal life. If you'd like that to take place in your life this day, I invite you to repeat these words after me. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about His salvation gift to you this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Father, I've been blessed by the music. I've heard the testimonies of others. And I've sensed that by your Holy Spirit, I've been drawn to the program this day and been directed by you to yield myself to Jesus Christ for His salvation gift. And I pray you would work powerfully in my life. Works through my life, Lord, enabling me to live a life that will be pleasing in your sight so that I might be used by you to glorify your name and point others by my life and by my testimony to the saving grace and to the keeping power of Jesus Christ, my Lord, so that through my life many may call you blessed, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. Our phone number is 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. If by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass, M-A, 02156. And we'll send material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That phone number, while we're on the up here until a little bit after 8 o'clock, is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or you can, like I said, write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Donnelly, V-B at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. But please don't put off for another day what you need to do today. Another day is not promised to anyone. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Doughton is offering a mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. He has over 35 years of experience serving as a worship pastor, worship leader, and keyboardist. The mentoring program will include one-on-one teaching and training that's focused on the biblical concepts of the ministry of worship and music. And for more information, you can go to www.michaeldoughton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's the mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry. And for more information, you go to www.michaeldoughton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's 617-876-9703. And coming on Saturday, June the 9th, 2018, from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 Northampton Street in Boston, Mass., will be a day of equipping worship teams, worship and arts pastors, liturgical dancers, pastors, and tech teams for effective ministry that honors God. Also brought to you by Minister Michael Doughton. And for more information, you can call 617-876-9703. 617-876-9703. Or you can go to www.michaeldoughton.com. Equipping the church for authentic worship. Okay, 7:56 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to wrap up this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Maybe we'll try and squeeze in one more song here. Let's see who we have next here. Jonathan Wilburn from the Day Wind compilation. And this is Calvary's Cross in position number 139 on the countdown.
That silhouette of sadness upon Golgotha's hill is a monument of mercy, the cross where Christ was killed, a symbol of his suffering forever lifted high, an emblem of redeeming love for all mankind. My only hope, my only claim is Calvary's cross, Calvary's cross. I glory each crimson stain on Calvary's cross, Calvary's cross. For it was on that cross he died, the Lamb of God was crucified, the debt of sin was satisfied for all on Calvary's cross.
When I see his battered body suspended even now, my shame upon his shoulders, my thorns upon his brow,
the rugged tree that held him there becomes a sacred place.